This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Unfair pay, unsafe working conditions, and shifting personal priorities. Over the past year, these ideas have been heightened by the pandemic and are contributing to what some economists are calling the Great Resignation. According to a survey from April, a little over a quarter of all American workers plan to look for a different job. Those numbers are from Prudential's Pulse of the American Worker survey. And according to the Labor Department, the U.S. also saw a record 4 million people quit their jobs in April. And this phenomenon is not confined to the retail and food service industries. Many people across professions are considering a career jump, and that includes our next guest, Leslie Davis. She's the CEO of NAMWOLF, the National Association of Minority and Women-Owned Law Firms. During the pandemic, she resigned from practicing law and is now a certified professional life coach in Chicago. Leslie, welcome to The 21st.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
We're also joined by Professor Andrew Weaver. He's in the School of Labor and Employment Relations at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. His research focuses on industry skill demands, training, and hiring practices. Andrew, welcome to The 21st to you.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
And listeners, we want to hear from you about the pandemic in your work life. 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. Have you considered changing employers or maybe going freelance? 800-222-9455. Maybe you're looking at taking your skills to a new field, like a friend of mine who's leaving journalism to work for a nonprofit. Or maybe you want to pursue an entirely new career, open that bakery you've always dreamed of. Or maybe even you're a little earlier than you'd planned, ready to say, I'm retired. Join the conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Andra, I want to begin with you. So I believe it was a management professor from Texas A&M who coined this phrase, the Great Resignation, for the number of Americans we're seeing now who plan to leave their jobs or have already left their jobs. I wonder what you think of that phrase as a description for the phenomenon that seems to be happening.
So I should say we definitely are seeing greater numbers of individuals voluntarily leave their jobs. I'm probably a little less less concerned or less sure that we're going to see something historic. If you look at overall quit rates from the most recent kind of national data we have, they've risen from, 5 years ago in May 2016, from say 2.1% of the labor force voluntarily leaving jobs, to now it's 2.5%. And it's true in certain sectors like accommodation and food services, you've seen that jump from, 4.5% to, 5.7%, but we still have a lot of sectors that are basically in the same place in terms of quits that they were a few years ago. So there may be a tsunami coming, but it hasn't shown up yet. And I think there's good reason to feel that workers should certainly take advantage of their increased bargaining power now. But it's unclear that this will be a disruptive event worthy of a name that will be remembered like the Great Recession.
Yeah, and I wondered, are there parallel events in history where people have voluntarily separated from their jobs as sort of an economy-wide phenomena like this?
Yes, what's going on right now very much looks like the recovery from recessions in times past. You always see during a recession, nobody leaves their job. They're worried about just holding on to employment. And then as the economy strengthens, workers have some more choices and, some more bargaining power, and you start to see an uptick in people leaving their jobs. And again, the only thing that's different here is it's maybe a little more unevenly spread because sectors like food services were so hard hit by the pandemic. They've now got a real they've got some more churn going on as they've got a lot of demand. But it's otherwise a very common phenomenon in history.
Leslie Davis, I want to ask you, so you, as I understand it, you were a practicing attorney when the pandemic sort of took hold last year. How did the pandemic change your relationship to your work? And Leslie, I don't know if you might have your microphone muted there.
So it's funny you should say that, because the one way it changed my work is that now I'm on remote and on mute instead of in person. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We're used to it in this day and age.
So I'm actually now the CEO of the National Association of Minority and Women-Owned Law Firms. So I am no longer practicing law. I decided during the pandemic to make the pivot and get my certification as a leadership coach, as well as take on this new role. So it has been very different for me.
What was behind that switch? Why did you decide to make that pivot?
So for me, I had been practicing law for 20 plus years. I loved the law. I was a trial lawyer and a great advocate. And I really do love the law and love practicing law. But I recognize really that, you know, time is short. Life goes fast. And there were other things that I wanted to do and other ways I wanted to be impactful, and particularly in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space. And that I wanted to look for a way to have a bigger impact and still be fulfilled in the work that I was doing. And part of it was that I've been a mentor and a sponsor and really an advocate for young lawyers and other people my entire career, and recognizing that there are people who actually also get paid to do just what I was doing because I was passionate about it. And so that was what spurred me to go ahead and get my certification to be a leadership coach, and then to take on a new leadership role at NAMWLF that will allow me to still be legal facing, but to be advocating for minority and women-owned law firms instead of just, you know, myself and my own practice.
And we need to take a break in about a minute here, but I mean, is work-life balance, you know, is that one of the things that also contributed to your decision, or do you expect you'll be working just as hard leading this organization as you were as a trial lawyer?
Well, the truth of the matter is, I feel like I'm working just as hard in some respects, but the balance is different because the work that I am doing is in some ways more satisfying. Because I'm doing something that I'm super passionate about and I'm making a difference in helping other people. And so I tell you, it's more like doing one job instead of two jobs. So I was practicing law and doing kind of all the things I do now. And now I'm just doing this as my full-time role, which I'm very excited about.
Interesting. All right. We're going to continue this conversation. We need to take a break. We're speaking with Leslie Davis, who, as you just heard, is the CEO of NAMWLF, the National Association of Minority and Women-Owned Law Firms, and a certified professional life coach. We're also speaking with Andrew Weaver, professor in the School of Labor and Employment Relations and a labor economist at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And we want to hear from you. How has the pandemic changed your work life? Are you thinking about making a jump? I realize, you know, maybe calling on the radio and saying that, you know, we can just use your first name, but we'd love to hear from you. 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. If you are feeling that you're ready to make a change in your work life based on the pandemic, 800-222-9455. We're going to continue this conversation after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us. This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just tuning in, we're continuing our conversation about the what some economists are calling the Great Resignation. We're hearing that maybe a little bit overstating things. We'll see as time plays out. But a lot of people seem to be quitting jobs or at least considering changing jobs, in some cases even changing their entire field or their career. We're speaking about this with Andrew Weaver, professor in the School of Labor and Employment Relations at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and Leslie Davis, who is was a practicing attorney and is now a certified professional life coach, as well as the CEO of the National Association of Minority and Women-Owned Law Firms, and decided to make that switch in her life last year during the height of the pandemic. 800-222-9455 is the number if you want to join our conversation about how the pandemic is changing your working life. 800-222-9455. And let's start with a call. Julie is on line four from Normal. Julie, thank you for calling in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I understand you have a change in your career that's underway.
Yes, at 47, I lost my job just right around the time that we went into lockdown for the pandemic. I was working in the ed tech sector, and so I found it hard to get back into marketing in this area, and I started to research possibly what I'd want to do, and I settled on going back into healthcare. So at 47 this fall, I'm entering a radiography program at OSF St. Francis in Peoria.
So that's like an x-ray sort of work, right?
Correct. So it'll be a totally different field, but I'm excited because, you know, it'll be fast paced and I'll be on my feet and kind of away from my desk for the first time in 3 years.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Well, I'm sorry about the job loss, but congratulations on finding the new direction. And thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Andrew, I want to ask you about what we just heard there, and it, just more broadly. I mean, the pandemic, do you think the pandemic is, you know, you hear a lot of, I know you've studied skill shortages in various industries and found that those tend to be overemphasized. Do you think, though, the pandemic is causing some shift away from certain fields towards others?
I do think that's fair to say. You know, we know from past recessions that recessions are times when there are reallocations where declining both industries and occupations experience kind of greater than trend job loss, and we see job growth in you know, kind of new sectors. So I do think you know, we're likely to see some you know, some acceleration of trends that already existed you know, as we have with other recessions. So, you know, there's definitely going to be some churn and people switching occupations. And, you know, also with regard to the, you know, caller just made the point, there's some industries that are highly volatile and very kind of swing wildly up and down with the business cycle, and others that tend to be more stable over time. And healthcare is one of those more stable over time sectors. So, you know, getting into healthcare is, you know, you could argue one way to recession-proof your career.
And, you know, Leslie, I want to ask you about this idea of transitioning, because we're hearing people not just wanting to move jobs, but sometimes jump fields. And I wonder, how was that process for you? I mean, being a lawyer, boy, you have so much invested in that, the years of education, the years of practice, and you had to go back and get this additional certification. How has that been for you?
So it was good. Although we lost a lot of people in the pandemic, and it was really devastating. The one thing that was good about it for me is that it allowed me more time than I normally would have. Because when you're kind of stuck in the house, it gives you more time to do the things that, at least for me, that I normally wouldn't have a chance to do, because I would have been commuting back and forth or driving my children back and forth and doing a lot of other things. And so being able to go back and get the certification that I wanted and had been wanting to get for some time, and then to really have the time to think about the skills I already had and how I could utilize them in a different way, the pandemic gave me time to really think and to have time to really do that. And so that was beneficial for me.
And was it difficult giving up the sort of stability of the skills you'd built up in the law over the years?
No, because a lot of those skills are transferable. And so at least as it relates to the law, the same advocacy skills, the problem solving, the ability to network and meaningfully interact with clients and business people and budgeting and all of those kinds of things that I did as a lawyer are very similar to the role that I do now as the CEO of NamWolf. And so I was able to have some of the skills that I already had be transferable into my new role. So I think for me, it wasn't as much of a jump or a leap as it may be for some who, like our caller, is moving from one role into, for example, healthcare, which could be very different.
So, Andrew, I want to ask you about another thing we've been hearing a lot about lately, which is this idea of a labor shortage. Particularly, you hear a lot of anecdotes about restaurants. That, you know, there are some of our favorite restaurants where we have been doing takeout for the last year that stopped doing takeout because they say they just don't have the staff to be able to do that. Or maybe they're only open 5 days a week now where they used to be open seven. Is there a long-term concern you have about a labor shortage in the United States?
In general, no. I would say that... you know, I think people have kind of overemphasized the idea that there might be some kind of structural problem with the labor market. And the truth is, when you kind of turn the world upside down and upset the apple cart, it, you know, takes a lot of effort and time to turn it right side up again, put all those apples back. And, you know, from my perspective, that's a lot of a lot of the frictions we see are the frictions involved in kind of trying to, you know, quickly restart a cold engine. But all the ingredients are there. We have the same set of skills we had 2 years ago when unemployment was, 3.5% and the economy was humming along. So, you know, I don't think there are fundamental long-term problems with, with the labor market, or certainly there aren't new ones. Whatever ones there are were there, before the pandemic as well. So I think a lot of this is a more passing, transient set of frictions and difficulties that are to be expected with trying to ramp back up after such a huge shock as the pandemic.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the Great Resignation, or the record number of people in the U.S. who either have quit or say they plan to quit their jobs and find another one. 4 million people in April resigned, according to the Labor Department. We're joined by Leslie Davis, a certified professional life coach who left her job as an attorney during the pandemic. She's also now the CEO of NamWolf, the National Association of Minority and Women-Owned Law Firms. And we're also speaking with Professor Andrew Weaver, labor economist at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champain. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. And let's go now back to the phones. Winona is on the line from Northern Illinois. Winona, thank you for calling in.
Hi.
So what's going on with your work life during the pandemic?
Well, it's been very interesting. We moved out to the country. I've been working in a couple of offices. When the COVID hit, I had to close both offices. Patients were scared to come in, and I didn't want them coming into, a closed environment with too many people. We could not do the 6-foot, keeping people that far apart. It was really impossible.
You had a natural medicine practice, I understand?
Yes, I'm a holistic doctor, and I do holistic remedies for all kinds of illnesses, and do body work as well to help them feel better, pain management.
Sure. And so I understand you had to get a second job then, and that's...
Yeah, I had to finally... I tried getting unemployment. It was really hard being self-employed. I missed all of last year, and I will probably get a little bit more unemployment to help out for a few months, but I did have to go and get another job, and that has never had to happen in 35 years.
Wow.
So I am retired.
I would say when things get back to normal, do you think you're going to go back to your practice, or you just mentioned you're retired? Do you view yourself as... maybe moving into retirement full time, so to speak.
I have really thought about it, but I don't. I'd need something to replace that income, so I'm not real sure what we're going to end up doing. I have a feeling that people will come back and I'll stay part-time, but I'm, you know, yeah, I have to think about what I'm going to do, full-time retirement or another profession, perhaps. That would be weird.
Yeah. All right, Winona, thank you. And thank you so much for calling in. Good luck to you. We really appreciate you sharing your story with us. I think we can get another call in here. Ricky is on the line from Urbana. Ricky, thank you for calling in.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? What's going on with your work life?
Much different than I was a year ago. I started out as a physical therapist in corporate health, and I didn't like the for-profit model, so I opened my own business, and I worked that for 12 years, and I closed it because of COVID. My wife was very concerned about exposure, so I closed my business, but parallel to that, I became postgraduate certified in horse rehab. So I've switched completely over to working with horses, similar to how I work with humans, which is let's get your function better and improve upon your abilities through quality training ideas. So now I'm going to train horses and try to rehab horses and help people understand the movement of horses to protect them from injury.
Wow, humans to horses. All right, well, good luck to you as well, Ricky. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Sure.
Andrew, just a few minutes left. I want to come back to something that Winona had talked about, considering herself, you know, whether to be retired regularly, or, you know, I guess, how do I want to say this? More Americans are saying, yes, I am retired. Maybe they had planned to work a little later. Is this something that is a phenomenon you're seeing as well in numbers?
You know, I don't, there were, I believe, accelerated retirements during the pandemic. I don't know whether kind of when we look at all the aggregate data that trend will hold up or.
I guess, would there be broader implications, though, if there were these? I think one article I saw described this as early exits from the workforce. I mean, is that something that could be enough to cause a sort of economy-wide impact?
You know, there has been research on this question of, you know, hey, do a lot of retirements when you have a, you know, big demographic group moving through the economy, do a lot of retirements cause economic problems for industries? And the takeaway from that research has been, in general, no. And one of the reasons is people who are retiring or close to retirement are often in industry sectors that, you know, as we were talking about earlier, maybe older industry sectors. They're not not necessarily the growing industry sectors, and the skill sets are not often, and the occupations are not often the newest occupations, the latest skill sets. And so, in general, it has not proven. People have often kind of raised the alarm of, "Hey, how are we going to deal with all these retirements?" And almost always in history, retirements have not ended up being a big problem or having a kind of measurable national impact on growth and growth prospects, you know, for those reasons.
Leslie, I want to give you the last word in our conversation. We are almost out of time, so maybe just in a few sentences, final words of wisdom to other people who might be considering making a leap like you did.
I would say just do just that, leap. Follow your heart, take risks, do what you need to do to be happy, secure your future, and have faith. For me, I'm a faith-based person, and it just came down to having faith that all things would work together for my good, and that's what I would tell anybody.
Leslie Davis is the CEO of NAMWOLF, the National Association of Minority and Women-Owned Law Firms, also a certified professional life coach, and was an attorney practicing law during the pandemic until she decided to make that jump. Andrew Weaver is assistant professor in the School of Labor and Employment Relations and a labor economist at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Leslie, Andrew, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to everyone who called in to share your stories as well. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.